Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is a podcast called the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
It is all about James Donald Forbes McCann trying to use a podcast to generate $500,000 to buy a boat. Why?
He cannot say.
When?
He does not know.
How is it going?
Not especially well.
But perhaps that doesn't matter. Perhaps the real catamaran is the friends we make along the way.
No. Absolutely not. The real catamaran is a boat.
And now.
You know what I don't like is when people tell me they're busy. Just, you know, you say, how are you doing? And they go, oh, got a lot on. I've never liked it. I've never enjoyed someone telling me that they were busy. It's a low-key diss, it feels like. It feels like they're going, I don't really have time to be talking to you. It's also a puffing up of the chest. It's to say, I work very hard. I live out the Protestant work ethic. Look at me, I suffer. I work hard. I am trying, I am not slothful. It's like it's a brag, boastfulness. And then thirdly, it's a pitiful scream for help. It's to say to the world, hey everybody, I'm very busy, I'm not doing well. Like, you'll notice that the people who actually are the busiest in the world, the CEOs of major companies, like Bill Gates, when he's not buying up all the farmland or coming to poison children, or whatever it is that Bill Gates does. Not casting any aspersions. Love you, Bill. If there's any way you can help me buy a boat, I'll listen. But you know, if he's not on some weird sex island with children, what Bill Gates is doing, and I'm not saying he does do that, but I'm just saying when he's not doing that, which might be all the time. Anyway, when he comes out for a conference or an interview and they go, Bill Gates, how are you doing? Bill Gates doesn't come out and go, oh man, I am just swamped. There's too much going on. I'm barely keeping up. He comes out calm, collected, happy. We've got some great things happening at Microsoft. I'm brewing up a poison you wouldn't believe. Well, he doesn't actually say that, but you can see it. There's an ease to these people, even though there must be so much going on in their lives. These top CEOs... Imagine that, the FBI breaking down your doors, the, you know, Mossad's trying to pin you with something. All these CEOs have all this stuff going on, I would assume. And yet they seem calm. And yet people I just speak to, normal people, middle management, people working not very impressive jobs. Oh, man, I'm running off my feet. It's crazy. I'm not coping. I hate hearing it. And here's another thing. I say that all the time. I am more than anyone I know. I tell people I'm busy. Much of this podcast is me complaining about how busy I am. Busy, 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 busy. And I wonder, since I hate that, and since I am that, is there something I can do to transform myself, to make myself better so that that's not happening anymore? And I think the thing that has to happen is some sort of buffer. I record this podcast on a Sunday night, usually, and then it comes out Monday morning. And the only reason for that is because I have fallen into a nasty habit of doing that. It's not as though I have to keep up with the breakneck cycle of Australian news reporting what the Prime Minister is doing at any given time. I don't have to do that. This is not a Twitter account, you know? This is a podcast that people can listen to at any time. There should be a little more largesse. Not complete largesse. We still want it close enough to the plans taking place that we can all feel involved and moving on together. But I think I could probably, you know, if I did it on the Friday, would that be the worst thing ever? What if I did it a week prior? What if I managed to have a buffer of 2 weeks? 2 weeks of buffer. So that if I got COVID, something that has not happened to me, but which statistically will happen at some point, I don't have to go, oh, no episode this week. Or, even worse, here's the COVID episode where you can hear me cough it out and have feverish, unpleasantries spewed into your ears. We don't want that. I think some sort of healthy buffer is a good idea. So I'm recording this on the Wednesday. This will come out on the Sunday. Very little has changed between now and the Friday. Not enough time has passed for me to really have many updates for you. I apologise. I'm still going to Melbourne. Now, by the time you listen to this, I'll have come back from Melbourne. You know, what could be very exciting is if I, you know, God forbid, but if I die in a freak plane accident on the way back from Melbourne, and then this still comes out on the Monday. Oh, imagine that. Oh, I don't know why I've put that into the world. Man, that's some bad juju. Oh, I'm not happy with that. Will I edit that out of the podcast? No. Because I'm not superstitious. Well, I am superstitious, but anyway. This will be coming out Sunday. I'm recording it on Wednesday. I will have been to and returned from Melbourne in that time. Thanks to everybody who came out to the shows. That's almost certainly not the right tense. Thanks to everybody who will have had come out to the shows. Man, what tense is that? Present? Past? Perfect? Will have had? It's lovely to think about. And that's the sort of quandary we can have with this buffer episode. But it's not just a buffer episode. There are still things to talk about. Important things. Things I'm not sure if I'm able to talk about properly because of a sad glue huffing accident that I took part in. Order of business number one. Just smacking my Sharpie into my desk there. Is a gavel, which I still haven't found. But maybe I will have had found it by the time this comes out. But that's unlikely because I won't be in the same state as where I think the gavel is. Okay, so number one. The glue, yes. As a part of the mug making for the people on Patreon, if you join the Patreon, or you did a couple months ago, I said I would send you a mug and draw on it, and great. And part of getting the drawing to adhere and not wash off of the mug is you have to put the mug in the oven. Bung a mug in the oven. And I did that, but I did not take off the stickers that were on the mugs. And I didn't realize that's why there was a weird smell. But I think that's what has happened. And I think the glue has melted and turned into a gas that has gone into my brain. And I tell you what, it did mean that I ended up enjoying that episode of Stranger Things more than I think I otherwise would have. But I will refrain from having the stickers on the next batch of mugs that I draw up, bake, and send out once I have had come back from Melbourne. Anyway, once you're listening to this, I'll probably be baking some more mugs without the stickers on, without the glue problems. Boy, are you watching Stranger Things Season 4? I am. I'm enjoying it. But I will say, I'm not saying that they've gone too woke, but what I will say is the whole season is about a bunch of...
The thing that James said in this part of the podcast has been removed because it was potentially career-ending.
Maybe we'll cut some of that out. Maybe that's the glue talk. Look, potentially that's the glue talking.
And now an impromptu interview with Jordan Barr that James recorded several days later on the way to a gig.
I was like getting out a diary to like No, write something down.
It's my special podcast microphone.
This is great.
So we're off to Bendigo. No, it's all right. Man, that's a blurry windshield. So we're off to Bendigo to do a gig, and you're emceeing, and I'm the top end of the show man.
Ah, yeah. I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a lot of time has gone past for me to be allowed to do 35 minutes in Bendigo, and I hear they're great people. Okay, I'll tell you about the podcast. Ah, there's nothing to say. What is there about... I'm trying to buy a catamaran. That's the whole thing.
Okay, from money that you make from the podcast or just in life?
From money that I make from the podcast. Yeah, so I monetize the podcast in every way that I can. It's called the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. And so far we've got around $3,000. Started at the start of the year. We've made more. We've got a Patreon.
That's so good.
We're getting there.
And how much is a catamaran?
About $500,000.
Well, you're chipping away at it, and isn't that great? So, you know, with $500,000, you could buy a home for your family. You could...
Now, these concerns have been raised in previous podcast episodes, but you've got like 3 podcasts, is that correct?
I do. It's too many, but I don't know how to say no. But I have a Sex and the City podcast, and then a podcast that's just about pop culture, and then a podcast that's about toilet graffiti.
Oh, tell me more about this toilet graffiti podcast.
Well, it's me and Louis Garnham.
I love Louis Garnham, and I've got a podcast story about Louis Garnham.
Oh my God, you have to tell me. He and I, basically, we give each other, like, photos of graffiti in toilets. And usually, you know how, like, in bathrooms, it's like, it looks like a conversation? They'll be like, Brandy's a slut. They'll be like,
yeah.
Actually, Brandy's a friend of mine, and she never did those things. And like that. And so we, like, the premise of the podcast is we uncover those stories. We find out the backstory behind the graffiti.
You see a sign that says, for a good time, call, and you call them?
We haven't seen them yet, but I'll call them. I'll do whatever it takes.
Remember, there used to be a tree by Henley Beach that had a whole lot of phone numbers carved into it. But anyway, look, I love Louis Garnham. What a great person to do a podcast with. Yeah. And one is with Irvi, is that correct?
Yes, with Irvi Majumdar at Honor Wolf, and that's our Sex and the City podcast, where we just watch Sex and the City and talk about it. And I've never seen it, so I'm watching it like as it's happening. Sorry about my windshield.
No, it's great. It's great. I once did a podcast with Louis Garnham. I'll just wait until that subsides. No, it's cool. It's cool.
There we go.
I once did a podcast with Louis Garnham, and he was real good about it. I had been on a friend of mine was dying, and I'd just spent a weekend by the beach with her. And it was very, like, loose chat.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just having a good time. And I came back. She's also a very conservative Catholic lady. And I just came back, and boy, oh boy, I was saying some wild stuff that you can't say on the Louis Garnham podcast. And I really wrestled within myself. Like, should I get in contact? Like, I said about 9 cancelable things on that podcast. I was drunk, sad, and no inhibition. And then he got back to me. I didn't have to tell him to take it down.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Got back to me and said, hey, the audio quality was very bad, so it's too echoey and it can't come out. But I'm pretty sure he just went, I can't put that to air, and found a really polite reason to not do it.
Well, isn't that so polite, though? Because it's much nicer to say that than something else. But also, I also truly believe that Louis Garnham fucked up the audio. It's
yeah, that is possible. It was an exceptionally echoey room. And two white men talking about.
And here yet another potentially career-ending thing that James said has been cut out of the podcast.
All that's getting cut. Now...
Real chicken of the egg.
How... Now, you got three podcasts.
Yeah.
One big thing I do on this podcast, almost entirely, is asking to go on other people's podcasts. Because I want to get the clout. Man, that's hard to see. I want to get the clout. Like, I've been on Sam Peterson's podcast twice.
Yeah.
That's been really good for me. And I'm trying to get... I'm about to write Will Anderson a letter because he's gigging in Adelaide and I'm going to give him a hand-printed letter. I won't write it, but I'll type it up. Just being like, please let me on the podcast. Can I come on any of your three podcasts, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? We'll have you on Sex and the Sex.
Would love to.
Which is the Sex and the City one. You'd be shocked to find out. We'll give you an episode and then maybe you prefer the Good Graph one though.
Hey, look, let me tell you, I'll do all three.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'd love to have you on Pop Gays, which is...
Is that just about homosexuality and pop culture?
Yeah, well, 100%. 100%.
I'm down. I'll yassify myself.
And we're really all about that. We'd love to yassify all of our guests. We haven't had any guests, but we are... You know what?
There's just no way I should be the first guest on that podcast.
But I think, wouldn't it be hilarious if you were?
That's the... Well, which one has the biggest listenership?
Definitely Pop Gays.
What?
Oh, a bunny!
Wait, what just happened there?
We just saw a bunny on the road. It was real little. Oh, I should have got it. They're a pest.
We're going to put the podcast away now. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, we did almost hit a rabbit, and if I were to kill a rabbit, I'd want it to be very quick, and I can't guarantee that in this car.
It's too rainy. You know, we just need all focus on getting this gig safely, don't we? Oh, big bloody thank you to Jordan Barr. Wonderful person, wonderful drive, really enjoyed it. Obviously, though, this is not the buffer episode. It hasn't turned out to give me very much of a buffer at all because I was... in Melbourne on my way to Bendigo when that conversation was recorded, and I'm now in Melbourne having just walked up some stairs. Maybe I'll just pause. Maybe I'll start recording this again. Hold on. Okay, more or less. Got my breath back after walking up the stairs. Back to talk more. Yeah, this episode has taken too long to do. Not a good buffer episode. So we'll work towards having more, but I might have a day. This might get finished a day before... the podcast has to come out, and so that would be very good. And then maybe we'll just work out. Maybe the next one will be 2 days, and then eventually I'll get ahead. But I can't see it. Thank you to Jordan Barr. Go and check out all of her many podcasts on which you may find me soon. I hope to go on Pop Gay, if that's what it was called. Again, I don't listen to podcasts, so I don't know. Well, let's have a little ocean news, eh?
Ocean
news! Here's a lovely story that I saw in Science Daily, your source for the latest research news. And the story is British coral predicted to be resilient to climate change. Isn't that wonderful? And it says an iconic coral species found in UK waters could expand its range due to climate change, new research shows. It's the pink sea fan, a soft coral that lives in shallow waters from the Western Mediterranean brackets, southern range, to Northwest Ireland and the southwest of England and Wales brackets, northern range. This is a otherwise vulnerable worldwide species, listed as a species of principal importance in England and Wales under the NERC Act of 2006, but according to a new study, they're likely to spread into new areas around the British coast as global temperatures rise. And I just think so much talk of climate change in the ocean is doom and gloom and negative and sad, and yet here is a coral that is thriving, at least in the short term, thanks to climate change. So well done to the pink sea fan soft coral. It's a difficult world out there. A lot of difficult threats coming your way, and you're making the most of it. So, 3 cheers for the pink sea fan. I think we could all learn a thing or two from you. And it would be nice if a few more species could, you know, if we can't stop the climate change, let's at least have a good time with it. And you know, that sounds a little bit like an affirmation. Affirmation! I may not even have to put an echo on that. This is an echoey room. Just like that room I did that podcast with Louis Garnham. Louis Garnham, if I'm allowed to come back on your podcast and say some less hateful things, I would love to. Affirmation, I will follow up. Jordan Barr, who was really so wonderful at the gig as well and such a nice person, and I'm going to try and get on those podcasts. Affirmation, I will... I had this thought that I would write a letter to Will Anderson because I'm doing a show with him, and rather than just going up to him and saying, hey, please, can I come on your podcast? I think if I write him a letter, that might be more impactful somehow. And affirmation, I will edit my interview with ACT about Zimbabwe pronto. And the biggest affirmation of all is that I will try and generate a buffer episode. Life is just going to get ever so much easier if I am able to have some sort of buffer in the future. But I am still recording this before the show. That's something. Before my Saturday Melbourne comedy show. I hope it goes well. I'm doing two shows, theoretically. I think I've only sold tickets to one of them at this point, and they're back-to-back. And I just... the show that people have bought tickets to is the first one, and I can't imagine that it will be so good. I mean, it's not like it's a loosey-goosey chit-chat show where people will come back and there's a different show. It's just the same bloody show a second time. So that would be really exciting and impressive if I was so good at the first show that the 50 people who came to that one went, you know what, let's watch the exact show again. I can't imagine that's going to happen, though. I don't believe there is an example of that having happened ever. Well, it's been real. I am really looking forward to coming back to Adelaide, but have had a very nice time in Melbourne. I don't anticipate the plane will crash, but I think there will be time. Obviously, the plane here did not crash, but there is time for the plane on the way back to crash. So, if the plane has crashed and this comes out, I hope this has been very spooky for everybody. And please pray for me and my family, and look after them, and look after each other, and Catamaran Ho, I love you, I miss you, I need you, I will really have to start, I've got to get the rest of those mugs done, I've got to finish my bloody book. I think if you listened back to this podcast, you would go, man, he has a lot of ideas for things, and then doesn't do any of them. It's not so much the James Donald, Forbes McCann Catamaran plan. It's the catamaran, he's got some butcher's paper and he's just scribbling out things that sound good, but he doesn't have the agency to get any of them done. But we're working on it. We're getting some of them done. All right, catamaran. I'm quite hungover after the gig last night. Listen, this gig that I did in Bendigo, it was really lovely and there were some really lovely people there. And I don't want to humble brag. I don't want to boast. But for the first time in many, many years, I received a standing ovation after a comedy show. That changes a man. If you're an opera singer and you get a standing ovation, well, I'm sure you get that all the time. Do you know how few shows to 35 people in the back room of a burger bar culminate in a standing ovation? It doesn't happen all that often. I want to thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm going to thank all those people for standing up. I would like to begin a culture at my shows of standing ovations. I think people must want to do that sometimes and don't even know that that's something that they have the potential to bring. And I just want to let you know, if you come and see me live, you are totally permitted to give me a standing ovation. That is something. If you go, man, that guy should be famous. What can we do to help? If I'm doing a spot, a five-minute spot at the Comedy Store or something, I just tell my jokes for 5 minutes and get off. Feel free to stand. But of course you don't have to. And of course if you can't stand, absolutely don't. You know? Unless the comedy is so good that it heals your affliction. Once again, this has been the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan for another week. We're going to work hard. We're going to get that Zimbabwe episode done. Everything's going to be very positive. I assume this is very echoey at the end of the podcast. God bless you. God keep you. Catamaran Ho. Ciao for now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.